In our sacred breath, we begin by affirming the immanence of the divine within, our creator, our divine parent, our loving God, who invites us to breathe in life to recognize the nearness of the one beyond, the one who is always kind, the one who is always gentle, the one we know as love. And in recognizing the presence and nearness of the divine, we open our hearts in gratitude, receiving the gifts, both those that were gentle and those that were difficult, opportunities, nudges, interruptions. With gratitude, we accept all that this day has offered us. And with gratitude, we open our hearts, our minds, our imaginations. And in gratitude and in a posture of receptivity, we allow our goodness to come forward. And in a spirit of gratitude, we began to evaluate this day. Waking up in a strange place far from home, without the strains or the demands on our lives, without the hustle and bustle, with the obligations of the routine and the ordinary, we allow memory to bring us forward through this day. Our meals, our yoga practices, our sessions, our prayers. We allow memory to pull us forward through this day, through the new friends and old friends, curious conversations, unlikely discoveries. We allow memory to pull us through this day, exploring our feelings and emotions, our reactions, the positive and negative, our responses. And as we remember, we begin to rummage. Rummaging through these memories, through these experiences, for a consolation. That moment of aliveness. That moment of deep peace-filledness. That experience of safety, of knowing we were loved, of being free to be ourselves. That consolation, that instance we wish we could have stayed in longer. That instance when we were surprised by our own goodness, our own capacity to allow ourselves to be loved. A that consolation of rest, of childlike wonder. We receive it. And rather than holding it, we allow ourselves to be held by it. And in being held by this consolation, we allow it to carry us into an experience of a divine awareness that this is a gift from God, a symbol and a sign of divine love, recognition, acceptance. And allowing ourselves to be held by this consolation, we receive it as a grace. We continue to rummage through this day, looking for that desolation. And not the memory, and not the person, or the instance of frustration or irritation. Not the destructive, addictive behavior, the compulsive craving. But what's beyond it, a response. We find that desolation where our true self was frustrated, was silenced, slighted, marginalized. And where our false self asserted itself. Where our compulsive distress, anxiety, anger, frustration, or fear controlled us. That desolation when we allowed ourselves to believe a lie. And in facing this desolation, we look for the pain beyond, for what it is that we will not let go of, for what it is that we fail to consent, for what it is that we try to protect. And in asking why do we give this desolation power, we face it. Not letting it hold us, we hold it and confess. The harm that we've allowed it to do to us and to others. We appeal for help beyond. We release it, releasing its grasp over us. We pray with it, seeking to understand why we've allowed it to become such an integral part, a toxic, poisonous part of who we are. And in releasing it, we ask for forgiveness. We ask for healing. We ask for wholeness and restoration. And as this desolation dissipates, we find our breath, our sacred breath. And in our sacred breath, we experience the immanence of the divine, listening to the life coming in, flowing out of our lungs. And aligning our hearts and our bodies and our minds, we rest in hope, returning to gratitude for new opportunities, for new awakenings. And as we close this day, being led by gratitude, being held by our consolations, allowing ourselves to be loved, we let this hope carry us into an evening with the possibility of new tomorrow and new opportunities to continue practicing consent, peace, surrender, unity, and love.